And tell me about that. The when you plant on a farm, do you plant them in a pasture, your crop?
No, there are special places that are fenced in for planting.
What do you call them?
Labores. Remember, they can't be near the cattle, or the cattle would go in.
Is that the same as a field?
Yes, a field, labor.
And what that? So a field would be fenced in too.
Yes.
Would it come? Would it be a certain size, or?
No, as much as you want to allot.
And so it could be any size, but it would be fenced in.
Yes.
What kind of fences would you use?
Mesquite or cedar post, mostly cedar post, and barbed wire.
And that you use barbed wire around the fields, just like you would around.
Yes.
Are there different kinds of wooden fences? You said the mesquite.
Yes, some people use mesquite. My father and my husband use only cedar post.
What's a cedar post fence?
Made out of cedar trees.
How do you do that?
You don't buy them here. They import them from, I guess, some northern state. That's where they have the cedar trees.
They grow.
Yes.
And, well, like, do they have any fences, like, made out of that kind of wood?
Birch? No. Birch would be too expensive.
Well, now, the cedar fence, what do they look like?
They look like the mesquite, except that they smell beautifully, and the wood is reddish.
What? How do they do it? Do they take the two posts and,
You space them every so often. You dig holes. My husband has a machine that digs the holes.
And they put these posts down.
And then he sticks in the post at a distance, whatever he chooses the distance to be. Then a man comes along and they just string the wire.
And that would be the barbed wire? And the mesquite, is that the kind where they have just the logs?
No, mesquite would be just like cedar, except that the quality is never the same. It doesn't last that long. A cedar post is almost for always, and a mesquite tree doesn't last. Maybe termites get at it and they don't get at cedar. For some reason, only if you just can't afford anything else, you use mesquite. And mesquite we have plenty, but still we don't use.
Well, the mesquite, I've seen fences here that are built solid, you know, they all
yes.
What is that? Is that a... What kind of fence would you call that?
My grandfather had something like that where he had the wind knees. I don't know why they did it like that. I guess to prevent, I always imagined it was to prevent the cattle from being hit by all that wind.
Oh, so that was sort of protection?
Yes.
So you wouldn't build that around the pasture?
No, no. Just in special areas.
What would you call the areas that you build that around? Solid wood fences.
Well, my grandfather always referred to that the private. You see, they were kept private, some areas of the farm.
Is that the same thing as a lot?
No. A lot? A lot would be like 50 feet by 100 feet deep.
What do you use a lot for?
A lot would be simply for houses, I imagine, for homes. But in a ranch, you don't go by lots either.
But then, so the mesquite area would be, the private would be
yes.
smaller than the lot.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
it would be more like a corral.
Now what's a corral?
Corral.
What's that?
A fenced in area where the cattle go for branding or for when you have to vaccinate them or inject them or cut off their ear. Or like in the case of my husband, they're numbered. Because of the registration, they bear a special number. When he has them branded with their number.
Is a corral made out of barbed wire?
No, usually made out of lumber. And then you put linseed oil in it to protect it. You hardly ever paint it. You weather it.
So it's just boards, a board
yes.
fence. Are there different kinds of board fences?
Yes.
What do you call them? What are the different kinds?
Well, according to how much you're willing to spend. Like some will use lumber three-fourths of an inch